We komen om van de dorst en tegelijkertijd verdrinken we. Stormen, overstromingen, stijgend zeewater. In de Verenigde Staten, in Nepal, in Nigeria, in Colombia zien ze het voor hun ogen gebeuren. Dorpen worden van de kaart geveegd in tropische stormen. Smeltende gletsjers spoelen als modderstromen door de steden, tempels en kantoren zakken in de zee. Chaugozi heeft het zelf meegemaakt.
Villages are disappearing. Seas are disappearing. Places are being overflooded. People are running away. They're trying to spend money with the African Union, with partner governments to make sure that African citizens stay in Africa. If they have to stay, the environment has to be conducive. They have to be able to plant what they eat without consequences. They have to be able to be sure that if they build houses here, that one day the flood will not come and wipe it away and they become homeless. You pollute, I there in Nigeria, I pay. I pay with my economics, I pay with my life, I pay with my convenience.
Het water stijgt. Voor miljoenen mensen is het al te laat. Als we niets doen, is het binnenkort ook aan ons. Wat gaat de natuur met onze steden doen als wij hier weg moeten? Als al het drinkbaar water op is en de zee tot hier komt.
4 meter, 20 centimeter.
Gent aan zee? Niet zo leuk als het klinkt.
4 meter, 21 centimeter.
Het water stijgt. Wat gaan we doen?
4 meter, 22 centimeter.
De tijd dringt. Wie gaat wat doen?
Our house is on fire. I am here to say our house is on fire. According to the IPCC, we are less than 12 years away from not being able to undo our mistakes. At places like Davos, people like to tell success stories, but their financial success has come with an unthinkable price tag. And on climate change, we have to acknowledge that we have failed. All political movements in their present form have done so. And the media has failed to create broad public awareness. But Homo sapiens have not yet failed. Yes, we are failing, but there is still time to turn everything around. We can still fix this. We still have everything in our own hands. Now is the time to speak clearly. Solving the climate crisis is the greatest and most complex challenge that Homo sapiens have ever faced. The main solution, however, is so simple that even a small child can understand it. We have to stop the emissions of greenhouse gases. And either we do that or we don't. You say nothing in life is black or white, but that is a lie, a very dangerous lie. Either we prevent a 1.5 degree of warming or we don't. Either we avoid setting off that irreversible chain reaction beyond human control or we don't. Either we choose to go on as a civilization or we don't. That is as black or white as it gets. We must change almost everything in our current societies. The bigger your carbon footprint is, the bigger your moral duty. The bigger your platform, the bigger your responsibility. Adults keep saying, we owe it to the young people to give them hope. But I don't want your hope. I don't want you to be hopeful. I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day. And then I want you to act. I want you to act as if you would in a crisis. I want you to act as if the house was on fire. Because it is.
Alle mensen zijn mijn broeder, al familie van mijn oor. Alle mensen.
Vaar terug naar de Muidenbrug en verder naar de Groene Kraan. Meer daar gerust even aan om wat rond te wandelen op de kaai. Druk op 5 als je terug instapt en vaar rond het houtdok.